Let's bring on our guest. We're very, very excited to have Mr. Mark Landau, who's the author of The Love and Forgiveness Meditation, here to talk to us a little bit about that. And first, I want to list off a name of some names of some very, very successful CEO and business leaders. And all of these CEOs and business leaders share something. Rupert Murdoch, you heard of him? Chairman and CEO of News Corp. How about Tony Schwartz, founder and CEO of the Energy Project, or Bill Ford, who's the executive chairman at Ford Motor Company, Oprah Winfrey, Larry Brilliant, CEO of Skoll Global Threats Fund, very, very successful CEOs. What do they all share? What is the commonality between these CEOs? Meditation. All of them claim that meditation plays a big role in their success. And so when you hear the Money Wise guys saying, we're bringing on someone to talk about meditation, you might go, meditation, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? This matters. It can help improve your performance at work. It can help reduce stress. And that is indeed why we're bringing on our guest, Mr. Mark Landau. Mark, thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Are you stressed out today?
No, I can't say that I am.
Well, that's good. Is it because of meditation?
I would say it's a lot because of meditation. Yes, absolutely.
Well, good, good. Well, let's get right to it here. So what I want to start with is, why is it that so many people, when they hear meditation, they dismiss it so quickly as, you know, this is something that some liberal tree hugger does, and it's not something that I'm going to do as a business leader?
Because it's still really not part of our mainstream culture. It's considered to be, you know, outsider stuff from people over there in the East or somewhere. And also because most people have false ideas about meditation. They don't really understand the potential benefits. And to be honest, they probably don't believe that they can do it.
Hmm. And, you know, meditation is a hard thing to do. It's something that I've actually done a little bit. And this has been something recently that I've picked up. And I've realized how difficult it is to do. So when you talk about in your book, you know, relieving work stress at the water cooler, how exactly would you propose that workers meditate? Do you recommend they do this at work, and how do they do it, or is this something they do prior to going to work?
It can be both, and I would like to take exception to what you said.
Ooh,
it doesn't
like
have to be difficult. Many meditations are difficult, but the best meditations are almost effortless. But you have to actually do them, you know. So you can do this meditation at work while you're driving if you get cut off. You know, you can do it under any circumstances very quickly and easily. But the biggest and the deepest and the most profound benefits will occur if you do it as a regular daily practice at home. Although, you know, a really, truly, you know, intelligent, wise boss, CEO, whatever, owner, might, you know, see the value in actually having his employees meditate in the workplace as a break.
Right. Yeah, this has actually been done numerous times with different CEOs where they've actually set up offices at their headquarters where employees can go and meditate and relax and take a bit of a time out. So, yeah, this is happening right now with major Fortune 500 companies. It's probably not happening on a small scale with small businesses and individual workers, which is why I'm glad you're on to kind of talk about the individual benefits. So you say that the benefits are really in constant meditation or consistent meditation. What are the benefits?
Oh, the benefits are potentially, you know, innumerable, uncountable. But what it does is, what it can do is give every part of your existence, not only your body, but your heart and your mind and your soul, your creativity, and yes, your earning power, your mental clarity, all of these things can be improved through the practice of meditation. I mean, there are all kinds of things that could be said. I know your focus. But in terms of enhanced productivity, worker relations, you know, a diminution of desk rage and phone rage and road rage and all of these kinds of things, let alone, you know, depression, anxiety, and suicide, All of these things can be alleviated, the negative aspects and the positive aspects of more energy, enhanced clarity, greater creativity. All of these things and more can actually be affected through one simple thing of meditation.
That's amazing how many benefits there can be to that. You know, I think a lot of people participate in some form of meditation. They just don't call it meditation. You can look at prayer as a form of meditation. It's a way to have a conversation. And a lot of times you talk out your problems in that way. So I think a lot of people do meditate, and they don't even realize they're doing it. But let's talk about it. I'm anxious to hear, you've brought us three steps to give yourself a timeout at work. What are these three steps?
Okay, first, just a mini explanation. In my experience, love and forgiveness are the two most potent healing energies. And it's not about trying to love or trying to forgive. It's about just using the energies or the essences of love and forgiveness meditation in a way that allows them to do their work without your hardly having to do anything. So if something happens at work that throws you off, and that often happens, either your boss dresses you down or, a coworker is stabbing you in the back or, whatever it may be, office politics, you can get some quick relief very simply by, taking a deep breath or two, maybe having a little water. Those are the two most basic needs of the body, oxygen and water. And then just very easily, without trying to, manipulate or point it at anybody or anything, just say the word love five times, then I love you five times, then I love you and forgive you five times, and you're done.
Wow. So
just
vocalizing some of these feelings can help relieve stress, you're saying.
Well, what I should have said is thinking them. Because, if you're sitting at your desk, you can do it at your desk. If you go to the water cooler to have, some water, that's why I call it the water cooler meditation, and there aren't people there trying to gossip or talk with you, you could even go out on the roof or go outside, but you can do it anywhere, like I said, while you're driving. But you can say it out loud if it's appropriate, but if it's not appropriate, you can just think it silently. And just, thoughts alter our chemistry, our biochemistry, and normally these elements of love and forgiveness will actually go to places deep within you that need them and help you feel better almost right away.
Yeah, I guess if the problem, as you mentioned, your boss is dressing you down, you probably don't want to vocalize in front of him, "I love you."
No, not in that moment. Let him dress you down. Let him go off on his way. Take a deep breath. Have a sip of water, and just think those things, and you'll probably feel better right away.
Right now, we have on the line with us our guest, first time on the show, Mr. Mark Landau, who's the author of The Love and Forgiveness Meditation, and he's been working on healing and wholeness for himself and others for many, many decades. He worked closely with the founder of Transcendental Meditation for 5 years and studied and facilitated numerous other meditations and healing modalities with thousands of people. And again, just that term, we live in a very conservative community, Mark. And so a lot of people even hear those words, Transcendental Meditation, and they roll their eyes and go, okay, this sounds like nonsense to me. And then you look at these incredibly successful CEOs that participate in Transcendental Meditation, and they say, hey, this has been extremely helpful for me. You look at Salesforce.com's Mark Benioff. He started to meditate when he was working at Oracle, and he participates in Transcendental Meditation. I'm going to quote him. He interviewed for the San Francisco Chronicle in 2005, and he said, "I enjoy meditation, which I've been doing for over a decade, probably to help relieve the stress I was going through when I was working at Oracle." Now, Mark, again, you've talked about some simple steps that a person can take at work to relieve some stress and meditate. And however, a lot of people might respond to you and they say, well, if there is so much bad in my life right now, don't circumstances have to get better for me to feel better? Because if I meditate and then after the meditation, my life still stinks, why am I better off?
That's what most people believe, that it's our circumstances that make us happy. But we know, you know, from very extravagant, you know, people like, you know, Elvis Presley and all kinds of successful people, Judy Garland, you know, they were very successful. They became world famous people, but it didn't change their inner life. It didn't change how they felt. And the circumstances can change over time. If we start, you know, living more creativity, more happiness, more fulfillment, higher productivity, all of these things. But the truth of the matter is that your inner world is not as dependent on your outer circumstances as you might believe. And when we change the circumstances, it's not always going to change, you know, how happy and fulfilled or at peace we are. You know, money certainly helps. You know, we all want money. There's nothing wrong with that. But your inner world can be healed and relieved and improved in a very, very profound, dramatic way, even before your circumstances might change.
Yeah, you know, you touched briefly on how we measure happiness here in our country, and many times we're focused on the end goal. We tell ourselves we will be happy once we reach this goal. Once I finish school, then I'll be happy because I'll be able to go out and get a job. Then you go out and get a job and you say, once I can retire from this job, then I'm going to be happy. And then some people in retirement say, once I die, then I'll truly be happy. And so we're always pushing forward our happiness, and we say it to ourselves, I'm not going to be happy until this time. What's the problem with looking at happiness in those terms? I know it's kind of a simple question, but expound on why that's the wrong way to look at happiness.
You said it very beautifully, I think, and it's so true. What we're doing is we're not able to live in the present moment, enjoy the present moment, be grateful for the present moment, and be fulfilled in the present moment. We always feel that there's something out there, outside of us, that if we only get it, it will do it for us. And then when we get it, it doesn't do it for us, and we cast about and try to find the next thing that might do it for us. But there is a better way. And, you know, these things that cause us anxiety, pain, angst, unhappiness, frustration, all of these things, they can be washed away in a sense. And the inability to live life fully in the present, in the now, you know, can be enhanced to a great degree. And then you can go through your day and the little upsets that used to accumulate to the point where desk rage or phone rage or even something, you know, self-medication to feel better, all of these things. You know, we teach our children to wash their hands and their mouths and their bodies, but we don't teach anybody to wash our inner world, our feelings, our heart, our emotions, our mind, our psyche, all of these things. People try therapy. But meditation is kind of like a bath that can wash away all the negative things that have been accumulating so that we can actually enjoy what the gifts that we do have and the beauty in our lives that's already there.
Yeah. Again, we're joined by Mark Landau, who's the author of The Love and Forgiveness Meditation. We're talking about how you can apply these techniques at the workplace and actually not only reduce stress at the workplace, but increase productivity. Increase creativity. These are all things that we want. And in this difficult market where jobs are hard to come by, promotions are hard to come by, you want to give yourself every edge you can. And one way that you can get that edge you might not be thinking about is meditation, relaxing a little bit, and using meditation and relaxation techniques to spur some innovation and creativity. So we're just about ready to go here and to let you go. Do you want to leave us, Mark, with any words of wisdom to our listeners out there, maybe techniques or something that some lasting words for them on what they can do to relieve stress, other than buy your book, of course?
Okay, well, there are a million meditations out there, and some of them are harder, some of them are easier, some of them are more effective. But along the lines of what you were just saying, I would say that, you know, each of us has a tremendous amount of potential and creativity and depth and breadth that we're not living. We're living a very limited state compared to what we could be living. And in my experience, the love and forgiveness meditation is one of the things in the world that can help us live more of who we truly are. We're living a very small shade of all the colors and the richness that we are. And that's how, you know, culture is, that's how we're brought up, but we can live much more.
Excellent. Well, Mark Landau, we really appreciate you coming on the program and sharing with us this information. Again, we'd recommend everybody go out, check out the book, The Love and Forgiveness Meditation. You can pick it up on Amazon. There's a Kindle edition as well. Mark, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you. All right, folks, we're going to take a break, go to the news. We'll be right back.